Here are the latest headlines from the Tornado Newsroom on KDDR.
I'm Jacob Just reporting. A Fort Ransom man faces a number of charges after he led law enforcement on a chase Friday midday from Catherine, North Dakota to Valley City. North Dakota Highway Patrol Captain Brian Neewin said the driver, 49-year-old Kevin Anderson, attempted to strike several vehicles head-on, causing those motorists to make evasive maneuvers to avoid collisions. Neewin said Kevin Anderson faces a number of charges. Neewin said Anderson was arrested after officers deployed a pit maneuver along Wintershow Road in Valley City to stop the vehicle. The Highway Patrol was assisted by the Barnes County Sheriff's Department and the Valley City Police Department. The North Dakota Nurses Association, or NDNA, is encouraging government leaders and state officials to continue cracking down on COVID-19 restrictions as case numbers continue to rise. NDNA President Tessa Johnson says mitigation strategies such as mandated face coverings and early closure of bars and restaurants was necessary, but says they were implemented too late.
We needed these mitigation measures weeks ago. Our hospitals and our healthcare centers across our state are being stretched to the breaking point due to crushing flooding of patients needing care. Personally, as a nurse leader and a working nurse, I understand the impact on both facilities and individual nurses alike.
Johnson added that the delayed response has left the state in a, quote, true crisis. Latest data shows North Dakota continues to lead the world in hospitalizations and deaths per capita. Johnson says nurses continue to work under conditions that are unprecedented for most healthcare professionals. There's more details at newsdakota.com. And the North Dakota National Guard reached a new milestone in their domestic support operations on Thursday when COVID-19 support exceeded the efforts of their 2011 statewide flood support mission. On Thursday, November 19th, the North Dakota National Guard assessed 67,495 personnel days, surpassing the record at 67,264 personnel days worked in response to the 2011 flood. The COVID-19 support mission is now the largest and longest state mobilization in the history of the North Dakota National Guard. The National Guard saw their first activation on March 16th and has conducted support operations for 248 consecutive days. The 2011 flood response saw Guard members on duty for 142 days. Today, with 270 soldiers and airmen remain on COVID-19 duty. That is a look at local news. For news anytime, head to newsdakota.com. I'm Jacob Just reporting.